today we had a presentation.
Okay, so I guess there
oh.
All right, hi. Here are some points I think Colin need to improve in his presentation. First, he didn't seem too prepared. He didn't look as confident as I expected him to be. He looked a little bit nervous, scratching his chin a lot. Didn't have many informations on Moaxem, which the site was talking about, was presenting to us. Secondly, I think he needed more eye contact to speak directly to us instead of looking at Norm or looking elsewhere. And third and last, he seems to make conversation directly to Norm, like if Norm was judging him or giving him a note or something, like if it was a presentation only to him. But maybe it was only because he used to speak only to small groups of students or only student to student. Or
bravo, Jocelyn. That was great. You obviously had thought about what you were going to say. You had a list of things. You weren't directly reading from the list. You were using the list as a guide and then drawing on your own opinions and knowledge to flesh out the information to make it more alive. My only complaint, I never realized that your voice was so small. The recording, either you weren't close enough to the microphone or, because I don't think you are that quiet. You'll have to watch out for that when you're recording next week to make sure that you record more loudly. One grammar mistake, please remember that information is non-count. We can't have many informations in English. We have much information. But other than that, nicely done.
For my part, I think that there are two important things when you do a presentation: coherence and confidence. I think Colin was enough confident. He was a good speaker. He seems to be interesting by what he said. So I think he was a good speaker, but he wasn't really coherent. Sorry. It's like if he doesn't really know what to say, what he was supposed to do. He expects some questions that never come, so he was a little bit uneasy about the subject. But as a speaker, I think he was good. He was confident. Maybe I agree that he doesn't look at us. He was a little bit like a stick in the wall. But I think the only thing you have to improve is...
Okay, Emily, this was really good. You stated exactly what you were going to talk about as an introduction. You presented a principle, and then you tested the reality of his presentation to see whether it stood up to the criterion that you had established right at the beginning. Well done. Very, very good.
To get a structure for the next presentation. And what do you think?
Personally, I think that, first of all, he wasn't prepared enough. Like, he didn't really know what he was talking about. He didn't have a lot of information about the program. Also, his body language wasn't really, like, he looked a little stressed. He was always rubbing his hands and didn't have any connection with the audience, with us. He was more talking to Norm than to us. And it felt like Jocelyn said that it felt like he was graded, and he was confident speaking in English, but really not really comfortable being in front of a class. That's what I get from his presentation. But overall, what he wanted us was to be interested in program, and for me.
Okay, Leonie, this was also very well done. I mean, you obviously had all done a fair amount of preparation before you recorded this. I think that your point about body language was extremely important to mention, that the more confident you physically hold yourself unconsciously, the more confident you'll express yourself. And he simply didn't seem comfortable in front of the group.
I get interested in the program. So overall, he did a good job.
Oh, okay. But next week we have to do a presentation. So what you will do to make a good presentation?
That's what will you do?
I'm gonna write my outlines. Think about the stuff I'm gonna talk about, organize it, structure it, make links between each aspect of my discussion, and hope it goes well. And you?
I don't know. I just have to really think about what I've learned from the forum, because for the moment I don't really know what I will say. It's a big problem, so I really have to think a lot about what I've learned. I have to maybe just go to the forum and see how it works, just to remember what I did. Or, of course, know how I will introduce my subject and conclude, because it will make me more confident. And that's it.
For my part, first of all, I think that I will have to go read what questions are on the what are the questions on the forum and what are the answers. It's been a while and I didn't go on the forum, so just to make sure that I know what's going on the forum. I will have probably to write some other questions, because I only wrote the first ones. What I've learned about the book on the forum was more to learn about others' point of views than really learning about the book itself, like what people used to think about the theory of Diamond. So it was more that, like, I've learned about people's point of view more than about the book itself by reading the forum. That's it.
I don't think we did really learn something from the forum. I think it's more like we post some stuff and Norm reads it, so we can be aware of our level of our English level, and then in class he shows us, hey, don't do that, do it like this, improve this. And then we learn through class, but he's able to see our level and what for us to improve on the forum. It's more like a tool for him to teach us stuff the next class.
That's why he showed us how to ask questions by reading the forum. He saw that we have issues with that.
Okay. No, I really didn't see the forum as a way of diagnosing your problems. I really saw it as a way of each of you using other people's opinions to learn more about the book and learn more about the concepts that you yourself might have missed while you were using the book. So I saw the forum as a way of students working together to learn about the material that was being presented and to exchange information in order to create a common base of knowledge that was greater than any one of you were able to construct.
Yes, I think I've learned how to write better questions. But what I've learned is, I think, that just asking questions, answering questions, I think it just permits me to better understand the reading itself. So the forum is just, I know that sometimes you read a book, but you don't remember anything about it. So
yeah, like it forces us to make the effort to understand what we read, not just to read it and just, okay, I've read it, it's done. It forces us to do the effort to understand the meaning of the book. That's what the questions are for.
Which part of the book did you like the most? The latest chapter was more about the language and germs, and the first were about like Spaniards, conquistadors. Do you have a preference in this book?
For the moment, I really like the the last one we read about writing, about some, how does it, in some country, rise from nothing. I don't know, it's quite interesting to know that the cuneiform glyphs of Incas, I don't know, maybe because I'm studying Historia, it's very interesting for me.
I think that for me, the most interesting part was, well, just the first one, when, well, it's kind of, everybody thinks that it is, for example, why is Africa a poor continent now? And just that the author says at the beginning that it's not a biological question, but more that it's just biological. Just that was like, it was my favorite part. Because usually people tend to say that, not that people in Africa are stupid, but just like there is a meaning, like they're not as intelligent as Europeans. Or so just saying that at the beginning was my favorite part.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because it's not cultural problem.
Have you guys presented? You're done?
Yeah, we're done.
Sorry?
Okay. Are you guys done? Can I stop recording?
Oh, yeah. Please.
Please. Great. So it's done. So next week, we can only talk about the forum, or? I'm not sure. Yes.
I don't know.
At all.
You know, what did you prefer about the book? That was a good question.
Oh, and I don't understand. Integrate your information from French sources into your answers to questions on the forum, and consider using these sources to justify questions.
Which French sources?
I think it was the one on Wikipedia that he posted on the TQ3, like the website.
Okay, but I don't understand. I think we have to find some French sources to do translation.
You didn't post them?
No.
I thought you posted them.
I'm not sure, but I think we have to find French sources to do translation. I'm not sure. I think I have to ask because I'm not sure.
Oh.
Where do you see this information? Like for a
homework from week 10, yes.
Okay.
I don't know for you, but there was like some random people speaking at some point.
Forum.